already on the way.
Ayer habla como si ha respondido a tu respuesta.
We serve a God that is able.
Tenemos un Dios que puede.
To do exceeding.
Para ser abundantemente.
Abundantly above all that we can ask or think.
Arriba de todo lo que podamos pedir.
Oh, somebody praise the God that does miracles.
Alguien alabe a Dios que hace milagros.
Somebody magnify the God that does wonders.
Alguien magnifica al Señor que sabe maravillas.
There's nobody like him.
No hay nadie como él.
There's none beside him.
No hay ningún al lado de él.
He alone is worthy of the praise.
Él solo es digno de la alabanza y de oración.
All blessing.
Es bendecido.
And honor and glory.
Y el honor y la gloria.
Belongs to him.
Le pertenece a él.
The one who was.
El que era.
And is.
Y es.
And is to come.
Y es de venir.
The Almighty God.
El Todopoderoso Dios.
Praise God. Are you thankful that you know him today?
Gloria a Dios. ¿Estás contento de conocerlo?
Are you thankful that you have access to his presence
today? ¿Estás agradecido que tienes acceso a su presencia?
He has already done so many wonderful things in this house.
Él ha hecho muchas cosas muy maravillosas en esta casa.
Praise God. I believe we have one speaking in tongues right
now. Yo creo que tenemos uno hablando lenguas en este momento.
Filled up with the Spirit of God.
Llenado con el Espíritu de Dios.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesucristo.
Praise God. Well, just in case you did not know,
si no sabían,
you came to an apostolic church today.
Llegaste a una iglesia apostólica.
Praise God. I know it's a little different.
Yo sé que es un poco diferente.
I know it's a little loud.
Yo sé que es muy ruidoso.
I know that you look around and you see people doing all kind of crazy things like clapping their hands and lifting their voice.
Yo sé que miras alrededor y hay mucha gente loca que anda aplaudiendo las manos y levantando la voz.
And that's all right if this is new to you.
Y eso está bien si esto no es para ti.
There's an acclamation period.
Hay un periodo de aclamación.
But we believe that God inhabits the praises of his people.
Pero creemos que Dios habita las adoraciones de su gente.
He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name,
dice, donde dos o tres están congregados en mi nombre,
there I will be in the midst of them.
Él va a estar en medio de ellos.
You know, my brother walked in today for the first time.
¿Sabes que mi hermano caminó en este lugar por la primera vez?
And he walked into the pre-service prayer.
Y entró en la oración de su, de ser sacerdote.
And he was shaking.
Y estaba temblando.
He said, I feel something here today.
Dice, yo siento algo en este lugar hoy.
He said, you know, I've been having dreams for the last few weeks.
¿Sabes? He tenido sueños por las últimas semanas.
That I went down into hell.
Que me metí al infierno.
And he said, I've never been that scared in all of my life.
Yo jamás he tenido tanto miedo en mi vida.
He said, but when I walked into this place today,
pero cuando entré a este lugar hoy,
I just felt like weeping in the presence of God.
Me sentí como llorar en la presencia de Dios.
That young man,
ese hombre joven,
received the Holy Ghost during the worship service.
Recibió el Espíritu Santo durante la adoración del servicio.
And if he hasn't, he's about to go down in the water in Jesus' name.
Y si no lo ha hecho, va a entrar el agua de Jesucristo.
Hell has no power.
El diablo no tiene ningún poder.
I said hell has no power.
Yo digo, el infierno no tiene poder.
Because the blood of Jesus.
Porque la sangre de Cristo.
Still works today.
Aún trabaja en este día.
Come on, he went down into hell.
Él entró al infierno.
He took the keys to death.
Tomó las llaves de la muerte.
Hell and the grave.
Y llevó al infierno a la tumba.
He spoiled principalities.
Él quebró las principalidades.
The writer of Colossians said it like this.
En Colosios lo dijo, lo dice así.
He said, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men and after the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. When Christ came to the world,
cuando Cristo vino al mundo,
he was the full embodiment of the invisible God.
Era, estaba metido en el cuerpo en Cristo.
The Bible said that God was manifest in the flesh.
La Biblia dice que fue manifestado en la carne.
And ye are complete in him.
Y tú eres completo en él.
Which is the head of all principality.
Que es la cabeza
power.
De todo principalidades y poder.
In whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands.
Y en quien eres hecho en circuncisión que no es hecha por mano.
And putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ.
Quitando el pecado del cuerpo con la circuncisión de Cristo.
In the Old Testament, the covenant was marked by circumcision.
En el Viejo Testamento el pacto era marcado con la circuncisión de la carne.
But in the New Testament,
pero el Nuevo Testamento.
Everybody say the New Testament.
Todos digan el Nuevo Testamento.
Colossians 2:12 said that you,
Colosenses 2:12 dice tú
buried with him
estás tumbado con él
in baptism.
En el bautismo.
When somebody's baptized in the name of Jesus
cuando
Christ.
Alguien es bautizado en nombre de Jesucristo.
The apostle Peter said it is for the remission of sins.
El apóstol Pedro dijo que era para el perdón de los pecados.
If you've been baptized in Christ,
si has sido bautizado en Cristo,
you have put on Christ.
Te has puesto Cristo.
And you are a new creation.
Y eres una nueva creación.
When he died,
cuando él murió,
he took possession.
Él tomó posesión
of all principality
de todas las principalidades
and all power
y todos los poderes
and everything in heaven and in earth
y toda la tierra y en el cielo.
And when you are baptized,
y cuando eres bautizado,
you put on Christ,
tú te pones a Cristo,
which means you put on power,
significa que te pones
and
poder
dominion
y dominión
and authority
y autoridad.
I've come to tell somebody
yo
today.
A decirle a alguien este día,
if you've never been baptized in
si no,
the name of Jesus,
si no has sido bautizado en nombre de Jesucristo,
before you leave today,
antes que te vayas hoy,
you can go down in the water in Jesus' name.
Tú puedes entrar el agua en el nombre de Jesucristo.
You will take on the blood of Jesus.
Tú puedes tomar la sangre de Cristo.
You will take on the power of God.
Puedes tomar el poder de Dios.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
You don't have to be afraid of hell.
No tienes que tener miedo al infierno.
You don't have to be afraid of death.
No tienes que tener miedo a la muerte.
Because the grave and death and hell are swallowed up in victory.
Porque la tumba y la muerte están comida por la victoria.
That's what he came to do on the cross.
Es lo que vino a hacer en la cruz.
And that's what we're all about today.
Y lo que es, lo, se trata de todo esto en este día.
We didn't come to play church.
No veníamos a jugar iglesia.
We came to facilitate.
Venimos a facilitar
your entrance into the kingdom of God.
Tu entrada al reino de Dios.
Praise God, that's what we're here for.
Es lo que andamos haciendo hoy.
And so we're rejoicing with the two that have already received the Holy Ghost.
Nos regocijamos con los dos que han recibido el Espíritu Santo.
For our brother that has been baptized in
Jesus' name.
Por nuestro hermano
que ha sido bautizado en nombre de Jesucristo.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
We're going to go to Ruth chapter 1 today.
Vamos a ir a Ruth capítulo 1.
To all of our guests, we want to say welcome to God's house.
Para todos los invitados, bienvenido a la casa de Dios.
So glad that you're here.
Estamos contentos que estás aquí.
Whether that is in person or that is watching online, we welcome you today.
Si es en persona o en línea, te invitamos a este lugar.
If you're standing next to somebody that you have never met, just reach over, shake their hand, and introduce yourself to them.
Si estás parado a alguien que no has conocido, alcánzalo y dale la mano.
Tell them how good it is to see him in the house of the Lord today.
Dile que tan bueno es de mirarlo en la casa de Dios hoy en este día.
Praise God. Ruth chapter 1.
Ruth capítulo 1.
Beginning in verse 1.
Empezando en versículo 1.
Praise God. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi. The name of his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them, and the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughter-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was and her two daughters-in-law with her. And they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as he hath dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters, why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have an husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight and should also bear sons, would you tarry for them till they were grown? Would you stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpha kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people, and unto her gods return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. When thou diest, where thou diest will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. So they went, the two went, until they came to Bethlehem. Praise God. I'm going to hold my title for just a bit today. If you would, put your Bible down and just lift up your hands to heaven and just ask that God would visit with us today. Come on, everybody, lift your hands. God, I pray that you would meet with us in this room. God, I pray that you would minister to us today, God. By your word, God.
Por tu palabra, Dios.
Your word is anointed, Lord.
Tu palabra está ungida, Dios.
Your word is powerful, God.
Tu palabra es poderosa, Dios.
Let it penetrate our hearts today.
Que venga y trate con nuestros corazones.
Let it
este
captivate
día.
Our spirits, oh God.
Que cautive nuestro espíritu, Dios.
Break up the fallow ground of our hearts today,
que
oh Lord.
Las cosas feas en nuestros corazones,
we
Dios.
Praise you for it in advance.
Te alabamos por eso en advance.
Why don't you clap your hands to him and give him a shout of praise if you're thankful to, for his word today.
Por su palabra en este día.
Praise God, you can be seated in the presence of the Lord today.
Gloria a Dios, se puede sentar en la presencia de Dios en este lugar.
To understand the passage of scripture that we read.
Para entender el pasaje de escritura que hemos leído este día.
We have to take a journey back through the previous book in the Word of God.
Tenemos que tomar un viaje a un libro anterior que este.
We need to go back to the book of Judges.
Tenemos que ir al libro de jueces.
We understand, if you have any knowledge of Scripture, that Moses and Joshua led the people of God.
Tenemos si tienes conocimiento de la escritura que Moisés y Isaac llevaron la gente.
Moses was responsible for leading them out of Egypt.
Moisés estaba encargado de guiar la gente fuera de Egipto.
Joshua was responsible for leading them into promise.
Josué estaba responsable de llevarlos a la promesa.
And after the leadership of Joshua,
y después del liderazgo de Josué,
there is a time,
hay un tiempo,
where the people of God live in the promised land.
Toda la gente de Dios vivía en la tierra prometida.
And it had been prophesied to them by God.
Y fue profetizado por ellos por Dios.
That it was a land flowing with milk and honey.
Que era una tierra llena de miel y leche.
Everything that they could have possibly wanted.
Todo lo que pusieran, lo que ellos querían.
During that particular time in the history of the people of God.
En ese tiempo de la gente de Dios.
Was going to be available to them by covenant and by dispensation and by the word of God.
Iba a ser disponible a ellos por pacto de Dios, por el por lo que Dios les había prometido.
They had everything that they needed to thrive.
Tenían todo lo que ocupaban para hacer, para poder ir adelante.
And God had built it into his provision and his promise.
Y Dios lo metió en su promesa.
The center of all of that was Bethlehem.
El centro de todo eso era Bethlehem.
And it literally meant the house of bread.
Y literalmente se llamaba la casa del pan.
It was the place where their provision came from.
Era el lugar de donde venía su pan.
It was literally the house where God would provide for them.
Era literalmente la casa donde Dios le daba el provecho.
It was a blessed place.
Era un lugar grande.
But it was also significant figuratively because something was going to come out of Bethlehem.
Pero también era algo significante porque algo iba a salir fuera de Bethlehem.
We read about this in Micah chapter 5 and verse 2.
Leemos de esto en Micah capítulo 2.
But thou, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. It was the house of bread.
Era la casa del pan.
But it was also the place where Christ would come forth.
Pero también era el lugar donde Cristo iba a venir.
He would be the Messiah, the one who would come to deliver them.
Iba a ser el Mesías, el que los iba a venir a liberar.
He was the one that would look at the Israelites and tell them.
Era el que iba a mirar a los israelitas y decirles.
He said, "Your forefathers ate manna in the wilderness."
Tus padres comieron la maná en el desierto.
And they were satisfied.
Y estaban satisfechos.
But I,
pero yo,
am the bread that came down from heaven.
Soy el pan que vino desde los cielos.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Built into those provisions and those promises from God.
Hecho en esas provisiones y las promesas de Dios.
Were these spiritual promises that were embedded in them?
Eran estas promesas espirituales que estaban metidas en ellos.
That connected back to the Messiah.
Que se conectaban para atrás con el Mesías.
And that connected to the prophecy that would come forth from God.
Y se conectaba con la profecía que iba a venir delante con Dios.
And that little humble Jewish town.
Y ese pueblo pequeño que era humilde
would be the epicenter of something flowing out.
Iba a ser el centro de algo que iba a fluir para afuera.
That would not just affect the Jewish people.
Que no solamente iba a afectar a los judíos.
But it would through time and dispensation.
Pero fue por tiempo y dispensaciones.
Affect the entire world.
Afectó el todo el mundo.
This is what God was trying to get Abraham to understand.
Esto es lo que quería que Abraham, que Dios quería que Abraham entendiera.
Abraham, if you can lock into what I'm doing in your life.
Abraham, si tú puedes caminar en lo que quiero hacer en tu vida.
If you can leave your mother and your father and your kindred behind.
Si puedes dejar a tu mamá y tu papá y tu familia atrás.
If you would with courage go out into a land that I will show you.
Si con ánimo sales a la tierra de que te quiero enseñar.
In blessing I'm going to bless you.
En bendición te voy a bendecir a ti.
Everybody who blesses you, I'm going to pour out blessing on them.
Todos los que te bendicen a ti, yo voy a derramar una bendición sobre ellos.
And everybody who curses you, I'm going to curse them.
Y los que te maldicen, yo los voy a maldecir.
Because in you all the nations of the earth would be blessed.
Porque dentro de ti todas las naciones de la tierra van a ser bendecidas.
Praise God. And even today as we stand in this house.
Y aún en este día cuando estamos parados aquí.
As we lift our hands and we begin to worship God.
Cuando levantamos las manos y vamos a adorar a Dios.
As we begin to pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Cuando pasamos a oración al Dios de Jacob,
we are connected back to thousands of years of biblical prophecy.
Nos conectamos para atrás a miles y miles de años de profecía.
It's not empty prayers that we pray today.
No son oraciones vacías que oremos hoy.
But we are connected back to a covenant that God made with Abraham.
Pero estamos conectados atrás con el pacto que Dios hizo con Abraham.
If you're baptized into Christ,
si eres bautizado en Cristo,
you have put on Christ.
Tú estás puesto Cristo.
And you are the seed of Abraham.
Y eres la semilla de Abraham.
And by that covenant,
y por ese pacto,
when we come together and we begin to usher in the presence of God,
cuando nos unimos y empezamos a calmar la presencia de
the
Dios,
blessings of God begin to flow into this house.
Las bendiciones de Dios empiezan a entrar a esta casa.
There's neither Jew nor Gentile.
No hay judío ni gentil.
There's neither bond nor free.
No hay atado o libre.
There's neither male nor female.
No hay mujer o hombre.
But all of us are one today in Christ
Jesus.
Pero todos
somos uno en Cristo en este día.
All of us have access to the blood of Christ.
Todos tenemos acceso a la sangre de
Cristo. All of us have access to the name of Jesus.
Todos tenemos acceso al nombre de Jesucristo.
I'm telling you that the name of Jesus is nigh to you today.
Digo que el nombre de Jesucristo está atado a ti este día.
If you have a physical need, all you have to do is speak the name.
Si tienes una necesidad física, solo tienes que hablar el nombre.
If you have an emotional need, all you have to do is speak the name.
Si tienes una necesidad emocionalmente, todo tienes que pedir.
If you have a spiritual need today, all you have to do is speak the name of Jesus.
Si tienes algo espiritual, tienes que nada más clamar el nombre de Jesucristo.
Come on, did anybody come today with a need?
¿Alguien vino con una necesidad?
Did anybody come today with something you need God to do?
¿Alguien vino con algo que quiere que Dios haga en su vida?
I'm telling you, all you have to do is lift your hands.
Digo, todo lo que tienes que hacer es levantar tus manos.
All you have to do is open your heart.
Todo lo que tienes que hacer es abrir el corazón.
All you have to do is speak the name of Jesus.
Y hablar el nombre de Jesucristo.
At the name of Jesus, every knee has to bow.
En el nombre de Jesucristo toda rodilla tiene que arrodillarse.
At the name of Jesus every tongue has to confess.
En el nombre de Jesucristo toda lengua tiene que confesar.
Every tongue in heaven.
Toda lengua en el cielo.
Every tongue in the earth.
Toda lengua en la tierra.
I'm telling you, all of your enemies have to bow.
Digo, todos tus enemigos te tienen que arrodillar.
Every disease has to bow.
Toda enfermedad se tiene que arrodillar.
Every pathology of the mind and body and spirit has to bow.
Toda patología de la mente, cuerpo y espíritu se tiene que arrodillar.
Praise God. There's bread in this house today.
Hay pan en esta casa.
There's wine and oil in this house today.
Hay vino y aceite en esta casa.
The Holy Ghost is available to anybody who wants it today.
El Espíritu Santo está disponible para cualquier persona que la ocupe.
Praise God. But these people, like the lepers in the Old Testament.
Pero esta gente como los leprosos en el Viejo Testamento.
Like the widows in the Old Testament.
Como las viudas en el Viejo Testamento.
They had access to the miraculous power of God.
Tenían acceso al poder maravilloso de Dios.
But Jesus chided the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
Pero Jesús le quitó eso a los fariseos y los saduceos.
He said there was a provision in the law that if you had leprosy, you could go through a process.
Había dicho que había un proceso en la ley que si tenías leprosa podías ir por un proceso.
But how many of the Israelites did he come to?
Pero ¿cuántos de los israelitas vino a él?
Save Naaman the leper.
Naamón el leproso.
All of the many Israelites in the Old Testament.
Todos los israelitas en el Viejo Testamento.
That could have been healed of leprosy.
Que pudieran ser sanos por la leprosa.
But they didn't position themselves in a way to receive it.
Pero no se posicionaron en un lugar para recibirlo.
They didn't have faith that it could happen in their day.
No tuvieron fe que podía pasar en sus días.
He said, "How many widows?"
Dice, ¿cuántas viudas?
Did the prophet come to?
El profeta vino a él.
How many widows could have received the provision? ¿Cuántas viudas
pudieron haber recibido la provisión?
And my question for you today,
mi pregunta para ti este día,
is what do you need God to do in your life?
¿Qué ocupas que Dios haga en tu vida?
That you haven't yet created the level of expectation for.
Que aún no has creado el nivel de expectación.
To say I don't care what anybody else is receiving today.
Para decir, no me importa lo que andan recibiendo
but
los
I
demás.
Came to the house of God to get something from God.
Pero yo vine a la casa de Dios para recibir algo de Dios.
I came today to get a breakthrough.
Yo vine a llegar a recibir un progreso.
I came today to see God do a great thing.
Yo vine a mirar algo que Dios haga grande.
Praise God. They were at the place of bread.
Están en el lugar de la oración.
But they were hungry.
Pero tenían hambre.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
And so if you go back to the book of Judges and you study what happened after Joshua's leadership.
Entonces si vas para atrás al libro de jueces, miras qué es lo que pasó después del liderazgo de Josué.
The Bible says that Joshua the son of Nun died.
Dice que Josué el hijo de Nun se murió.
And that entire generation.
Y la entera generación.
And there arose another generation.
Y luego se levantó una nueva generación.
Who didn't know God?
Que no conocía a Dios.
Nor had they experienced the works that God had done for Israel.
Ni habían tenido una experiencia de lo que Dios había hecho en Israel.
And so there's a 400 year period of time.
So por 400 años.
That makes up the book of the Judges.
Que hace el libro de los jueces.
Where the people live in a cycle of unbelief.
Donde la gente vive en un ciclo de no creer.
And this passage begins a period
este pasaje empieza, un tiempo
that kind of culminates in Judges chapter 21 and verse 25,
que se culmina en versículo 25 y 26,
where there is no permanent leadership,
donde no hay un liderazgo permanente.
There are just episodic moments where God raises up a judge.
Solamente hay un momento donde Dios levanta un juez.
And of course you know that the era of kings had not yet begun.
Y sabes que el tiempo de los reyes aún no había empezado.
And so in those days,
son esos días,
there was no king in Israel,
no había rey en Israel,
and every man did that which is right in his own eyes.
Y todo hombre hacía lo que se miraba bien en sus propios ojos.
And all of this is kind of leading us up to this period.
Y todo esto nos está guiando este tiempo.
Where God is going to usher in a dispensation.
Donde Dios va a dejar una dispensación.
Or an epoch of time.
O un tiempo.
Where kings are going to lead the people of God.
Donde los reyes van a guiar a la gente de Dios.
But leading up to that, Israel becomes a dry and barren place.
Pero guiando eso, Israel se convierte en un lugar seco.
And everybody is being ruled by their own emotions and their own thoughts.
Y todos están siendo reinados por sus propias emociones.
So the land, it becomes dry and barren.
So la tierra se hace seca.
And darkness and perversion and dysfunction rule.
Y la oscuridad, la perversión y la disfunción empieza a llegar allí.
So a famine comes to this family that we read about today.
So una sequía viene a esta familia la que hemos leído de él.
And in the process of time, because of what the famine produced,
en el proceso de tiempo de lo que había causado la sequía,
they become very desperate for bread.
Se empiezan a ser desesperados por el pan.
And so they make their journey away from the house of bread.
Entonces hacen un viaje fuera de la casa del pan.
In an attempt to find bread.
En un intento de buscar a pan.
And that's a paradox.
Eso es algo paradójico.
Because God promised them.
Porque Dios les prometió.
That this would be the place where bread originated.
Que este sería el lugar donde el pan saldría.
And so something happens in a generation of time.
Entonces algo pasó en esta generación.
As they are leaving the house of bread.
Cuando se van de la casa del pan.
Their entire world is turned on its head.
Todo su mundo se ha volteado al revés.
And something happens in this story.
Y algo pasa en esta historia.
That's very interesting.
Es muy interesante.
Now, Jewish scholars say that Samuel probably wrote this book.
Los escolares hoy día dicen que Samuel a lo mejor escribió este libro.
And Samuel is the final judge in Israel.
Y Samuel fue el juez final de Israel.
And he's going to usher in.
Y él va a meter.
He's going to be responsible for laying his hand on the head of the kings in Israel.
Va a ser responsable de poner sus manos sobre los reyes de Israel.
But as he begins to tell this story,
pero cuando empieza a decir esta historia,
the story is literally about this family.
La historia es literalmente de esta familia.
But it's a story that speaks symbolically about the nation of Israel.
Pero esta historia habla muy simbólico de la familia de Israel.
And so this family, as they begin to leave the house of bread,
so esta familia cuando se va yendo de la casa del pan,
they're going on a search to find provision.
Van en una búsqueda de buscar de provisiones.
And it's interesting to study the names of the people in this family.
Y es muy interesante escudriñar los nombres de esta familia.
The man of the house, his name is Elimelech.
El hombre de la casa se llama Elimelech.
And his name literally means.
Y su nombre literalmente significa.
God is the king.
Dios es el rey.
And so Elimelech represents a period in Israel's history.
So Elimelech representa una historia de Israel.
Where mamas raised their babies.
Donde las mamás crecían sus bebés.
They named their babies.
Nombraban a sus bebés.
The first thing we put on the throne.
La primera cosa que ponemos en el trono.
Is the God of Israel.
Es el rey de Israel.
If we put God on the throne,
si ponemos a Dios en el trono,
then provision is going to flow from where God is.
Entonces la provisión va a fluir de donde Dios está.
Now I want you to think about this.
Quiero que pienses en esto en un momento.
All of this is leading to the end of time.
Todo esto guía al final de tiempos.
When Christ sits on the throne in Jerusalem.
Cuando Cristo se sentado en el trono en Jerusalén.
As the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Como el rey de reyes y el señor de señores.
Tears are wiped away.
Los llantos son quitados.
There's no war.
No hay guerra.
There's no pain.
No hay dolor.
There's no struggle.
No andan batallando.
That the Lamb is the light.
Que el Cordero es la luz.
And that there is 1,000 years.
Y que miles de años.
Of provision and blessing that flows out of Jerusalem.
De provisión y bendiciones que salen de Jerusalén.
And so what God is setting up in this story.
So lo que Dios está haciendo en esta historia.
Is Israel, this is going to be a metaphor.
Es Israel, este va a ser un metáforo.
For what's coming at the very end.
Para lo que va a venir hasta el final.
When the perfect king comes to the earth.
Cuando el rey perfecto viene a la tierra.
And rules and reigns with majesty and honor and glory and power.
Y reina con majestía, honor y gloria.
Israel was designed by God.
Israel estaba diseñado por Dios.
To live in a way.
Para vivir una forma.
That painted the picture for the whole world.
Que pintaba la foto para todo el mundo.
That God is the true king.
Que Dios es el verdadero rey.
And that he should be on the throne.
Y que él debería estar en el trono.
And so they named Elimelech.
Entonces nombra a Elimelech.
God is the king.
Dios es el rey.
God is on the throne.
Dios está en el trono.
Naomi's name means
el nombre de Naomi significa
pleasantness and provision.
Gratitud y provisión.
And so it's the husband and the wife.
So es el esposo y la esposa.
That God set up in a way.
Que Dios hizo en una forma.
To where they would model for the nation of Israel.
Donde iban a ser modelos para el pueblo de Israel.
And model for the world.
Iban a ser modelos para el mundo.
That if God is on the throne.
De que si Dios está en el trono.
Something is going to flow from that authority.
Algo va a fluir de esa autoridad.
That is going to bring pleasantness and provision into your world.
Que va a traer gratitud y provisión a este mundo.
And so Elimelech and Naomi were called to represent that to their world.
So Elimelech y Naomi fueron venidos para presentar eso al mundo.
But as the nation of Israel forgot God.
Pero cuando la nación de Israel olvidó a Dios.
Something began to happen in the next generation.
Algo empezó a pasar en la próxima generación.
Because Mahlon and Chilion.
Porque Malak y Chilion.
Have names that insinuate physical sickness and malnutrition.
Tienen nombres que significan que no estás nutrido o condiciones físicas.
Biblical scholars say that these boys were born during a time of famine.
Los escolares bíblicos dicen que estos hombres fueron nacidos en el tiempo de la sequía.
And so while mama and daddy.
Son mamá y el papá.
Were called by God to communicate that God is on the throne and that provision will flow from that authority.
Fueron llamados a comunicar que Dios estaba en el trono y que él venía a dar la provisión.
Mahlon's name means sick.
Mahlon se llama que significa que está enfermo.
Worn, afflicted, and grieved.
Nacido de la aflicción y la amargura.
And Chilion means.
Y Chilion significa.
Pining and destruction and broken down.
Destructivo y algo quebrado.
Some biblical scholars actually believe that these boys were born sick.
Unas escrituras piensan que estos marones fueron nacidos enfermos.
Now we tend to think about a famine producing hunger.
Nosotros creemos de una sequía que produce la hambre.
And drought.
Y una sequía.
But in reality, famine produces a lot more than that.
Pero en realidad la sequía produce más que eso.
There are pathogens and viruses that begin to spread during a famine.
Hay virus y cosas que empiezan a derramarse en esa sequía.
So as you begin to read into this story and look at biblical history.
So cuando empiezas a leer en esta historia y mirar las escrituras bíblicas.
You have a family that is leaving the house of bread.
Tienes una familia que se anda yendo de la casa del pan.
Looking for bread.
Buscando por pan.
You have a family that is leaving the place of the miraculous.
Miras una familia que está en el lugar de lo maravilloso.
Looking for a miracle.
Buscando por un milagro.
You're looking at a family that has gone from one generation as God is king and God provides.
Estás viendo una familia que está yendo donde Dios era Dios y era rey.
To another generation that represents sickness and pathology.
Otra generación que representa la enfermedad y la patología.
Now they have gathered their things.
Y han juntado sus cosas.
They put their possessions in a wagon.
Ponen sus posesiones a lo mejor en un carro.
They have plugged in their GPS.
Han puesto su GPS.
And they are headed towards Moab.
Y se van a Moab.
They're looking because they know that there's provision in Moab.
Buscan porque saben que hay provisión en Moab.
And so they're headed in the direction of their enemies.
So se van a la dirección de sus enemigos.
Now I don't have time to preach all of it today.
So no tengo tiempo para predicarlo todo hoy.
But the Moabites were the adversaries of the people of God.
Pero los Moabitas eran los adversarios de la gente de Israel.
And there are many scriptures in the Old Testament that prohibit the intermarrying of the Jews and the Moabites.
Y hay muchas escrituras en la Biblia que prohibía, era prohibido que Israel se casara con los Moabitas.
We know that the Moabites hired Balaam and Balak to curse the people of God.
Sabemos que los Moabitas tenían a Balak que maldiciera a la gente de Israel.
When they couldn't curse them, they convinced them to intermarry with the Moabite women.
Cuando no podían maldecir a la gente de Israel, convencían a un judío que se casara con la gente de Moabitas.
It brought the judgment of God on the nation of Israel.
Y trajo el juicio de Dios sobre la gente de Israel.
But sometimes when you're going through a famine.
Pero a veces cuando vas por una sequía,
when you're going through a dry time,
cuando pasas por un tiempo seco,
you begin to look for answers outside of the allocated place that God has assigned.
Empiezas a buscar respuestas afuera de donde Dios te ha puesto.
And so in a time of desperation,
so en un tiempo de desesperación,
this family begins to look for help in Moab.
Esta familia empieza a buscar por ayuda en Moab.
As we look at the story, we realize something.
Cuando miramos esta historia nos damos cuenta de algo.
That as they journey away from Bethlehem,
que cuando viajaban fuera de Bethlehem.
It appears as though they went further than they intended to go.
Se miraba que iban más lejanos de lo que tenían que ir.
Early on in the story, we encountered the word that is used, that is sojourn.
En la palabra encontramos una palabra que significa como soldado.
That word sojourn literally means to take a short journey.
Esa palabra soldad significa que tomes un viaje pequeño.
So this family goes on a road trip.
So esta familia va en un viaje.
They go on a short journey to try to find help.
Se van en un viaje corto para buscar por ayuda.
It appears as though maybe these boys were unwell.
Se parece como estos muchachos que no estaban bien.
It appears as though they may have been diseased and so named.
Se aparece como es que estaban enfermos por la forma que fueron llamados.
So this family is looking for a miracle.
So esta familia anda buscando por un milagro.
It appears from the text that they didn't intend to stay in Moab as long as they stayed.
Se aparece en el texto que no se querían quedar en Moab lo tanto que se quedaron allí.
It appears as though they had plans that maybe didn't work out exactly how they intended them to work out.
Aparece que tenían planes que no funcionaron como querían que funcionara.
So they go to Moab looking for bread.
So van a Moab buscando por pan.
And looking for the miraculous.
Y buscando por lo milagroso.
And in the process of time.
Y en el proceso del tiempo.
Elimelech dies.
Elimelech se muere.
And now these boys begin to look for work.
Y ahora estos varones empiezan a buscar por trabajo.
They're trying to find a way to make ends meet.
Quieren buscar porque algo que empieza a salir.
And as is the course of nature, they begin to look at the Moabite women.
Y el curso de la naturaleza empiezan a buscar las mujeres de las Moabitas.
And they find wives for themselves.
Y encuentran mujeres para sí mismo.
And then both boys unexpectedly die.
Y luego los dos varones se mueren.
And now daddy is dead.
Y ahora el papá está muerto.
And the boys are dead.
Y los muchachos están muertos.
There's sickness and there's disease and there's pathology in this family.
Hay enfermedad y patología en esta familia.
The Bible doesn't give us the details.
La Biblia no nos da los detalles.
But it's possible that whatever the boys had.
Pero es posible lo que los muchachos tenían.
Daddy caught and died from.
El papá lo agarró y se murió.
And then in time the boys as they got older they died from it.
Y en tiempo cuando los hombres se hicieron más viejos se murieron también.
But it's very obvious as you read the story.
Pero es muy obvio cuando lees la historia.
That in the journey toward Moab,
en el viaje a Moab,
the family went further than they intended to go.
La familia fue más lejos de lo que intendían hacer.
It's possible to end the journey through life.
Es posible terminar el viaje de la vida.
Looking for answers.
Mirando por las respuestas.
Looking for solutions.
Buscando por soluciones.
As we explore the panorama of possibilities.
Cuando exploramos todas las posibilidades.
To get disconnected from the house of bread.
Y nos desconectamos de la casa del pan.
From the house of the miraculous.
De la casa del milagroso.
It's possible that in the process of time.
Es posible que en el proceso del tiempo.
We miss exits all along the way.
Perdemos unas formas de salir en el camino.
That the Holy Ghost has set up for us.
Que el Espíritu Santo ha hecho para ti.
That maybe we intended to take.
Que a lo mejor entendíamos tomar.
That we were not able to take.
Y luego no pudimos tomarlas.
Maybe we got distracted.
A lo mejor nos distraímos.
Maybe we looked for answers in the wrong places.
A lo mejor buscamos por respuestas en los lugares incorrectos.
Has anybody ever been on a trip?
¿Alguien ha estado en un viaje?
Using a GPS.
Usando un GPS.
And you've got a Subway sandwich in one hand.
Y tienes un sándwich en una de tus manos.
And you've got kids in the back seat screaming.
Y tienes niños atrás gritando.
And you've got the radio playing.
Y tienes el radio.
And you've got the GPS plugged in.
Y el GPS está.
And you've got 15 different things happening at the same time.
Tienes 15 cosas diferentes pasando a la misma vez.
Now I don't know about you, but I have a pocket poodle.
Yo no sé de ti, pero yo tengo un poodle que me cabe en mis bolsillas.
I have one of those little dogs that likes to ride on my shoulders.
Tengo unos perros pequeños que se ponen en mi hombro.
And I have been traveling with my family before.
Y he viajado con mi familia.
And all of that is happening at the same time.
Y todo eso pasa a la misma vez.
And it is a cacophony of noises and sounds.
Y es mucho ruido.
And underneath the sounds of all of the other things happening in the vehicle,
y bajo todos esos ruidos que andan pasando en el vehículo,
is the sound of a voice,
el sonido de una voz,
that tells me,
que me dice,
that I missed my exit,
que perdí mi salida.
And what does that sound normally say?
¿Y qué, cómo es que se escucha eso?
Rerouting.
Recalculando.
And it's amazing.
Es muy asombrante.
The dog's barking because it wants a piece of the sandwich.
El perro ladrando porque quiere un pedazo de mi sandwich.
And the kids are complaining because they want to stop.
Y los niños quejándose porque quieren parar.
And my wife's telling me everything I need to get done.
Y mi mujer diciéndome todo lo que tengo que hacer.
All of these sounds are happening at the same time.
Todas estas cosas están pasando a la misma vez.
And then underneath.
Y bajo de eso,
all of those other sounds,
todos esos sonidos,
there's the sound of the GPS,
ese sonido del GPS
saying you forgot your exit.
Dice, tú te olvidaste tu salida.
Rerouting.
Recalculando.
Reconnecting.
Reconectando.
There are people in the house today.
Hay gente en la casa de Dios.
That you have been through seasons of your life.
Que has sido temporadas en tu vida.
Where you were looking for answers.
Donde mirabas por respuestas.
You were listening to other sounds.
Escuchabas otros sonidos.
You were distracted by other resources.
Estabas distraído por otras cosas.
You were convinced that you could find the answer on a podcast.
Estabas convencido que podías encontrar la respuesta en un podcast.
Was talking.
Y el podcast estaba hablando.
Maybe you were listening to a YouTube preacher.
A lo mejor escuchaste un predicador en YouTube.
And he was telling you it doesn't take all of that.
Y te dice, yo no tomo eso.
Maybe you were listening to friends.
A lo mejor escuchaste unos amigos.
And you found out that some friends of yours were leaving the church.
Y te diste cuenta tus amigos se iban de la iglesia.
And going to Moab.
Y se iban a Moab.
In the middle of the famine.
En el medio de la seca.
And maybe your babies were sick.
Y a lo mejor tus hijos estaban enfermos.
And you were desperate to try to find a solution.
Y estabas desesperado buscando por una solución.
And in the middle of trying to find a solution.
Y en medio de buscar esa solución.
You got distracted.
Te distraíste.
And the one thing.
Y la única cosa.
That knew where you were going.
Que sabía dónde ibas.
And that had a bead on your destination.
Y tenía un lugar de
was the one voice that was not loud enough.
Era la única voz que no era tan lo suficiente ruidoso.
To tell you exit in 2 miles.
Para decirte salida en 2 millas.
Exit in 0.3 miles.
Salida en 0.3 millas.
Exit in 1/10 of a mile.
Salida en una diez de la milla.
Exit now. Get off the train.
Sálete de ese tren.
Get off the exit now.
Salte de la salida en este momento.
And you forgot.
Y te olvidaste.
To look at the map.
De buscar por ese mapa.
And now the GPS is telling you something.
Y ahora el GPS está diciendo algo.
Rerouting.
Recalculando.
Rerouting.
Recalculando.
Get off now.
Salte ya.
Turn off this exit.
Salte en esta salida.
And you realize.
Y te das cuenta.
I didn't get off in time.
No me salí en tiempo.
I missed my exit.
Perdí mi salida.
I made the wrong decision.
Hice la decisión incorrecta.
I went somewhere I shouldn't have gone.
Me fui a un lugar donde no tenía que ir.
I made some modifications I shouldn't have made.
Hice unas modificaciones que no tenía que hacer.
I brought my family to a place I shouldn't have taken them.
Traje mi familia a un lugar que no los debería haber traído.
Maybe you turned to the bottle.
A lo mejor te volteaste la botella.
Maybe you turned to nicotine.
A lo mejor te volteaste la nicotina.
Maybe you turned to the pills.
A lo mejor te volteaste a los
because you were going through a season that you did not understand.
Porque ibas por una temporada que no conocías y no
entendías. But can I tell somebody today?
Pero le puedo decir algo en este día.
That built into your spiritual GPS.
Que dentro de tu GPS espiritual.
Is the ability of God.
Está la habilidad de Dios.
To send a preacher to you.
De mandar un predicador hacia ti.
And tell you rerouting.
Y decirte recalculando.
Rerouting.
Recalculando.
Rerouting.
Recalculando.
The answer's not in Moab.
La respuesta no está en Moab.
The answer's not in pills.
La respuesta no está en las pastillas.
The answer's not in false religion.
La respuesta no está en la religión falsa.
The answer is still in Bethlehem.
La respuesta todavía está en Bethlehem.
The answer is still in the house of prayer.
La respuesta aún está en la casa de oración.
The answer is still in the house of God.
Aún está en la casa de Dios.
It's time to reroute.
Es tiempo de recalcular.
It's time to reroute.
Es tiempo de recalcular.
It's time to recalibrate your life.
Es tiempo de recalibrar tu vida.
Built into God's system.
Hecho en el sistema de Dios.
Is the capacity.
Está la capacidad.
To realign with the plan and purpose of God.
De realinearte con el plan y propósito de Dios.
All along the way there were road signs.
Todo en el viaje había señales.
All along the way there were patterns in scripture.
En el viaje había lugares para la escritura.
In the prophecy that God had given to Israel.
En la profecía que Dios le había dado a Israel.
But they could not see the signs because they were distracted.
Pero no podían mirar las señales porque estaban distraídos.
There were too many other things happening in the vehicle.
Había muchas cosas pasando en el vehículo.
I've come to preach to somebody today.
Vengo a predicarle a alguien hoy.
And tell you that you've gone through a difficult season.
Y decirte que has pasado por una situación difícil.
You've gone through a hard time.
Has ido por un tiempo difícil.
And it's okay to miss your exit.
Y está bien que falles en tu salida.
I've come to remind this generation.
Pero vengo a recordar la generación.
That God is not judging you for the mistakes that you've made.
Que Dios no te está juzgando por las cosas que has hecho.
That God is not functioning like the sword of Damocles above your head.
Que Dios no está funcionando como una espada sobre tu cabeza.
The church is not judging you for how you missed or got off track.
La iglesia no te está juzgando por cómo no saliste.
The most important thing that you can know today.
La cosa más importante que puedes conocer hoy.
In this service.
En este servicio.
And in this prophetic moment.
Y en este momento profético.
Is that God has built into your spiritual GPS.
Es que Dios ha hecho en tu GPS espiritual.
The capacity.
La capacidad.
To reroute when you get off track.
Para recalcular cuando te sales de tu salida.
To realign when you make mistakes.
Cuando te puedes realinear cuando haces algo malo.
You see, we're not omniscient.
Mira, no estamos en una misión.
We don't know all of the back trails.
No sabemos todo lo que está detrás de eso.
We don't know all of the side paths.
No sabemos todos los caminos al lado.
We don't know all of the things that we could have done that would have made a difference, but we cannot see clearly.
No sabemos todas las cosas que pudiéramos haber hecho que pudo haber hecho la diferencia.
But God can see all of the back trails.
Pero Dios puede mirar todo lo que está al lado.
God can look at the heart of a human being.
Dios puede mirar el corazón de un humano.
And know that maybe you didn't make the right turn.
Y él puede saber que no hiciste la correcta
when
salida.
It was time to get off the interstate and turn around.
Cuando era tiempo de salirte de allí y no saliste.
But God knows a back trail.
Pero Dios sabe un camino de atrás.
God knows a way that you can take.
Dios sabe un camino que puedes tomar.
To arrive back at a place of stability.
Para llegar para atrás a un lugar de estabilidad.
I've come to tell somebody today.
Vengo a decirle a alguien este día.
This is how you can say with confidence.
Así es lo que puedes decir con confianza.
Rejoice not against me, oh mine adversary.
No te reconcilies contra mi adversario.
For when I fall,
porque cuando caigo,
I shall arise.
Yo me voy a levantar.
What that saying is, devil, shut up.
Lo que significa es diablo para.
Because God knows an alternate route.
Porque Dios sabe un.
Because God's rebuffering my GPS today.
Porque Dios anda recalculando mi GPS este día.
There are trails I've never seen.
Hay caminos que no he mirado.
There's only one way.
Solamente hay un camino.
There's only one truth and one life.
Solamente hay una verdad y una luz.
Nobody can come to the Father except by Him.
Nadie puede venir al Padre si no es por Él.
And that is the man Christ Jesus.
Y ese es el hombre Jesucristo.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
But He owns the cattle on a thousand hills.
Y Él es dueño de muchas cosas en todo.
And no matter how far away you go, no matter how many times you fail, no matter how far away from the Father's house you get, there is a built-in GPS that is on the inside of you that says if your heart is still pumping, if there's still breath in your body, there is a God in heaven.
Hay un Dios en el cielo.
That if you just turn your eyes to Him.
Que si volteas tus ojos hacia él.
And you begin to cry out to Him.
Y empiezas a clamar a él.
And say, God, I just want to get back home.
Dice, Dios, yo solamente quiero llegar a la casa.
That God who is rich in mercy.
Este Dios que es rico en misericordia.
Will begin to buffer your system.
Va a empezar a recalcular tu sistema.
And say, rerouting.
Dice, recalcular.
Rerouting.
Recalcular.
Rerouting.
Recalcular.
I'm taking you home.
Te voy a llevar a casa.
I'm taking you home.
Te llevo a casa.
I'm taking you home.
Te voy a llevar a casa.
You're never too far away.
Jamás estás muy lejano.
You're never too far removed.
Jamás estás tan lejos.
You're never too broken.
Jamás estás tan quebrado.
You've never failed too deeply.
Nunca has fallado tan profundamente.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
I'm preaching to people today.
Estoy predicando a alguien este día.
That the whole world would condemn you.
Que todo el mundo te quiere condenar.
And tell you no, the alterations you made, they're too gross.
Dice todas las alteraciones que hiciste es muy horrible.
They're too severe.
Son muy severas.
Look at all this that you've caused.
Mira todo lo que has hecho.
But there's something on the inside of that individual.
Pero hay algo dentro de ese individual.
When they've lost everything.
Cuando han perdido todo.
And they begin to turn their eyes toward home.
Empiezan a voltear los ojos a la casa.
What is represented in this story of Ruth?
Lo que es representado en esta historia de Ruth.
is God is speaking to the nation of Israel.
Es Dios hablando el pueblo de Israel.
He is not telling her that you're never going to go through dry spells.
No le está diciendo que jamás vas a pasar por tiempos de sequía.
He's not telling her that you're never going to experience loss.
No le dice que jamás vas a experienciar la pérdida.
But he is telling her.
Pero le dice.
Remember Ruth.
Acuérdate de Ruth.
Who went and did everything they weren't supposed to do.
Que fue hizo todo lo que no tenían que hacer.
But as soon as she got ready to come home.
Pero cuando estaba lista para venir a casa.
All she had to do was set the course of her life toward Jerusalem.
Todo lo que tenía que hacer es el viaje a Jerusalén.
Toward the house of bread.
De la casa del pan.
And the kinsman redeemer was getting ready.
El redentor estaba listo.
The provision of God was, I'm telling you, there was a harvest.
La provisión estaba lista. Había una cosecha.
While she was looking toward Jerusalem,
cuando miraba a Jerusalén,
there was a crop coming up.
Había una cosecha saliendo.
That when Naomi and Ruth would make their way back to Jerusalem,
que cuando Ruth llegaba para atrás a Jerusalén,
as hungry as they were,
tan hambrientes como estaban,
as lonely as they were,
lo más solos que estaban,
as much as the bitterness of life and disappointment had set in,
toda la amargura y decepción que había entrado en su vida,
Naomi was saying,
Naomi decía,
call me Mara.
Llámame Mara.
For I am bitter.
Porque soy amargada.
Bitterness of soul.
Amargada del alma.
I missed my exits.
Perdí mi salida.
Things didn't turn out the way that I wanted them to turn out.
Las cosas no salieron como yo quería.
We displaced God from off of the throne.
Quitamos a Dios del trono.
We were looking for answers outside of God.
Miramos por respuestas fuera de Dios.
And I'm going back to Jerusalem.
Y yo voy para atrás a Jerusalén.
She said, "My hope is not in me."
Dice, mi esperanza no está dentro de mí.
She was so despondent.
Estaba tan decepcionada.
That she could not find it in herself.
Que no puede encontrar dentro de ella.
To conjure up the hope of a future.
De juntar la esperanza del futuro.
She saw the chasm that existed between her and Jerusalem.
Miraba lo que estaba dentro de ella y Jerusalén.
And she said, "I'm going home."
Dice, yo voy a casa.
But it's never going to be the same again.
Pero nunca va a ser igual.
But as soon as she turned her attention back toward home,
pero cuando volteó la atención para atrás a casa,
God was already bringing up the harvest.
Dios ya estaba sacando esa cosecha.
God was already providing the bread.
Dios ya estaba proveyendo esa provisión.
God was already preparing the heart of a kinsman redeemer.
Dios estaba preparando el corazón de un redentor.
That was looking for restoration.
Que miraba por la restauración.
He was looking for somebody to bless.
Andaba buscando por alguien que podía bendecir.
He was looking for a widow.
Buscaba por una viuda.
He was looking for an orphan.
Buscaba por un órfano.
He was already preparing his servants.
Ya estaba preparando los sirvientes.
Somebody's coming.
Alguien viene.
Somebody's coming.
Alguien viene.
That their life is so broken.
Que su vida está tan quebrada.
That they will not have the capacity to put it back together on their own.
Que no van a tener la capacidad para juntarla a ellos mismos.
We're going to be ready.
Pero vamos a estar preparados.
When they come.
Cuando vengan.
We're in here, we're doing the work.
Estamos aquí, estamos haciendo el trabajo.
We're planting the seed.
Estamos plantando la semilla.
We're trusting God.
Estamos confiando en Dios.
But this harvest that's coming up.
Pero esta cosecha que va a venir.
It's not just to feed our babies.
No solamente para alimentar a nuestros bebés.
But there's somebody coming from Moab.
Pero hay alguien que viene de Moab.
That has put all their hope in false gods.
Que ha puesto su esperanza en dioses falsos.
Come on, why are we digging?
¿Por qué estamos escuchando?
Why are we creating this atmosphere?
¿Por qué estamos creando esta atmósfera?
Because I can see far, far away.
Porque puedo mirar muy, muy adelante.
Off in the distance.
Fuera de distancia.
A broken lady.
Una mujer quebrada.
Who's saying, "If there's a God."
Que dice, si hay un Dios.
I wish you would set my GPS.
Yo deseo que pueda reconstruir mi GPS.
A place where I can find restoration.
A un lugar donde pueda encontrar restauración.
And when they walk through the door.
Y cuando camine por esa puerta.
I want to meet them at the door and say, "We've been praying for you. We've been fasting for you. We've been believing God for you." He said, "Tell the servants."
He said, "Dile a los salones."
Leave the corners of the field.
Deja las esquinas de las cosechas.
He said, "But don't just leave the corners of the field."
Solamente las cosechas del campo.
The corners of the field were obligatory.
Las esquinas eran obligatorias.
He said, but I want y'all to leave handfuls on purpose.
Pero que, quiero que dejen una mano llena a propósito.
You know what we need to do?
¿Sabes lo que tienes que hacer?
We need to take this precious truth.
Tienes que tomar esta verdadera preciosa cosa.
We need to go out into our world.
Tienes que ir a este mundo.
And we need to make a trail of crumbs back to the house of God.
Y tienes que dejar un, algo detrás del viaje de Dios.
To say the people of God are not stingy.
Si la gente de Dios no, no, no es amargada.
They don't think this gospel is just about them and their babies.
Dice que este evangelio no solamente es para sus hijos.
But we're going to leave a trail of crumbs for you to follow.
Pero vamos a dejar algo para que puedan seguir.
Come on, it was like that woman that said, "Yay, Lord."
Era como esa mujer.
But even the dogs get the crumbs from off of the master's table.
Dejándole algo para que los perros puedan
seguir
a la casa del maestro.
Come on, there's somebody in this house.
Sigue en esta casa.
The devil's been trying to convince you.
El diablo te ha estado convenciendo.
You made too many mistakes.
Has hecho muchas cosas malas.
You're too broken.
Estás tan quebrado.
And all I could see,
que todo lo que puedo mirar,
is that little icon buffering.
Es esa cosa arriba de ti.
Rerouting.
Recalculando.
Rerouting.
Recalculando.
Somebody's been going through it.
Alguien está pasando por algo.
There are some people you're sitting in here.
Hay una gente que está sentada aquí.
And you're looking around you at a church.
Y miras a una iglesia.
That seems to have it all together.
Que se mira que tienen todo junto.
And you're thinking, you know, there's such a gap between me and them.
Y piensas, hay algo de, tanto alejando de mí de ellos.
I'll never fit in.
Jamás voy a poder estar dentro de con ellos.
I've made too many wrong turns.
He hecho muchas cosas malas.
I've made too many mistakes.
He hecho muchas cosas malas.
I've said and done too many stupid things.
He hecho muchas cosas estúpidas.
And I come here.
Y vengo aquí.
And part of me wants to believe that God can do it.
Y parte de mí quiere creer que Dios lo puede hacer.
But there's a demonic bird on my shoulder.
Hay algo demónico en mis hombros.
That keeps telling me you're never going to be like them.
Que me dice que jamás va a ser como ellos.
I've come to kick that devil in the face today.
Yo vengo a patear ese diablo en la cara.
And say the devil is a liar.
Dice que el diablo es un mentiroso.
God is rebuffering right now.
Se anda recalculando en este momento.
God is rebooting your GPS.
Dios anda recalculando ese GPS.
Oh, I wish you could see the back trail.
Deseo que puedas mirar los caminos de atrás.
Some of the people you see shouting today.
Una gente que miras
clamando
hoy.
Some of the people that you see dancing.
Los que miras danzando en este día.
I wish I could take you down the back trail.
Yo deseo que los pudiera llevar por el camino de atrás.
Of the mistakes.
De todas las cosas que hicieron mal.
And the failures.
De todos los fallos.
And the shortcomings.
Y los fracasos.
They're in the house of God.
Están en la casa de Dios.
They're clothed and in their right mind.
Están en su propia mente.
Not because they weren't foaming at the mouth.
No porque no estaban fumando desde la boca.
Under the influence of a demonic spirit.
Bajo la influencia de algo demónico.
But they're in the house of God today.
Pero están en la casa de Dios en este día.
Because so many times when we look back.
Porque muchas veces cuando miramos para atrás.
And we missed our turn.
Y no entramos a la salida.
There was a voice.
Hay una voz
that we could hear,
vamos a escuchar,
subtle but underneath all of the noise,
que es callada, pero la puedes escuchar sobre
that
esas
was
voces,
saying rerouting,
que dice recalculando,
rerouting,
recalculando,
rerouting,
recalculando.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
You're in a house today.
Estás en una casa hoy.
Surrounded by people.
Rodeado por la gente.
There were ex-alcoholics.
Que eran alcohólicos, alcohólicos.
Ex-druggies.
Y a veces eran drogas.
And all kinds of other foolishness.
Y otras tonteras.
You say, well, but then they came in the church and they became perfect.
Y lo dices, luego venían a la iglesia y se hicieron perfectos.
No.
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 They couldn't get out of their own way.
No se podían salir de eso de su propio camino.
They fell over and over and over again.
Se volvieron a caer y caer y caer.
But every time,
pero cada vez,
they turned back toward the altar.
Se volteaban para atrás al altar.
They turned back toward the church.
Iban para atrás a la iglesia.
They turned back toward Jerusalem.
Iban para atrás a Jerusalén.
They turned back toward Bethlehem.
Iban para atrás a Bethlehem.
Praise God. God started rebooting again.
Dios empezó a recalcular.
Praise God. Your Bible is full.
Tu Biblia está llena
of stories.
De historias.
Of people that were lost.
De gente que estaba perdida.
And Jesus made his way.
Y Jesús hizo su camino.
To where they were.
Hacia ellos.
The woman at the well.
La mujer en la fuente.
The woman caught in the act of adultery.
La que estaba, la agarraron en la acta de adulterio.
The Bible said he must needs go through Samaria.
La Biblia dice tiene que ir por esto.
He was standing there when they brought the woman to him.
Estaba por ahí cuando le trajeron la mujer.
They threw her down at his feet.
La tiraron a sus pies.
And they said, this woman
y dijeron, esta mujer
was caught in the act of adultery.
Fue, la buscamos en la acta de adulterio.
She's unclean.
No es limpia.
She's impure.
Es impura.
She deserves to die.
Ella merece morir.
We live in a broken world.
Vivimos en un mundo quebrado.
We live in a messed up world.
Vivimos en un mundo que no está bien.
With hurting, broken people.
La gente en dolor, quebrada.
Boy, Jesus was speaking to that woman, but he was speaking to the church.
Jesús le andaba hablando a esa mujer, pero también andaba hablando a la iglesia.
He who is without sin.
El que sin sin pecado.
Cast the first stone.
Tire la primera piedra.
And then he looked up. And
y lo miraron para arriba.
There was a memorial pile of stones.
Había un memorial de puras piedras.
Woman.
Mujer.
Where are your accusers?
¿Dónde están tus acusadores?
I don't have any.
Yo no tengo ninguno.
He said, then neither do I accuse you.
Dice, yo tampoco te voy a juzgar.
The one who could have done the accusing.
El que pudo hacer la acusación.
He said, today's a reboot.
Dijo, hoy es un día de recalcular.
Today's a reset.
Hoy es un día que lo hacemos de nuevo.
When you leave here,
cuando te vayas de aquí,
go and sin no more.
No vayas y peques.
When you leave here,
cuando te vayas,
become a different person.
Conviértete en una diferente persona.
When you leave here,
cuando te vayas de aquí,
orient yourself to the house of God.
Búscate en la cosa de Dios.
The prodigal son.
El hijo pródigo.
In the pig pen.
En un lugar de los marranos.
A broken young man.
Un hombre quebrado.
No friends.
Ningún amigo.
No guide.
Ningún guía.
No help.
Ninguna ayuda.
In the middle of the pig pen.
Dentro de eso, de con los marranos.
He came to himself.
Se vino a sí mismo.
He said, man.
Dijo,
in my father's house.
La casa de mi papá.
There's bread.
Hay pan.
There's provision.
Hay provisión.
There's sustenance.
Hay algo, unas sustancias.
There's help.
Hay ayuda.
And when he started to head home,
y cuando empezó a ir a casa,
his daddy saw him a long way off.
Su papá lo miró desde lejos.
And he started rejoicing.
Y se empezó a regocijar.
My son was lost.
Mi hijo estaba perdido.
But he's found.
Pero es encontrado.
He's coming home.
Y viene a casa.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
I'm preaching to some people today.
Yo le predico a alguien en este día.
That you are in the process.
Que estás en el proceso.
Of being solidified in the Father's house.
De ser solidificado en la casa de Dios.
And the enemy has been trying to convince you.
Y el enemigo ha estado tratando de convencerte.
That the mistakes are too great.
Que tus fracasos son muy grandes.
That the list of infractions is there are too many infractions.
Que hay muchas infracciones.
And that it'll never be right.
Y que jamás va a ser justo, lo vas a hacer bien.
And all I could see last night.
Y todo lo que podía mirar anoche.
Was the word rerouting.
Era palabra recalculando.
Rerouting.
Recalculando.
Rerouting.
Recalculando.
God sent me here to tell you.
Dios me mandó aquí a decirte.
It doesn't matter what your enemy says.
No importa lo que tu enemigo diga.
It doesn't matter what your heart says.
No importa lo que tu corazón diga.
God is here to meet you.
Dios está aquí para encontrarte.
And to realign your internal compass.
Y realinear tu cosas internas.
Toward home.
Hacia casa.
Toward the ideal that God created for you to be at the very beginning.
La cosa ideal que Dios quería que seas en el principio.
And nothing can stop it.
Y nada lo puede parar.
Not the enemy.
Ni el enemigo.
Not the world.
Ni el mundo.
And not only that.
No solamente eso.
But you've come to a place today.
Pero has venido a un lugar hoy.
You've come to a church today.
Has venido a una iglesia hoy.
That wants to be a hospital in a broken city.
Que quiere ser un hospital en una ciudad.
You are surrounded by people today.
Estás rodeado por gente en este día.
That say we refuse to be the older brother. But we saw you a long way off.
And
we were rejoicing in advance. Because we knew God was bringing you home. Let's all stand. Let's lift our hands to heaven. The door is open.
La puerta está abierta.
The altar is open.
El altar está abierto.
The church is open for business.
La iglesia está abierta para negocio.
If you're hurting today.
Si estás dolorido hoy.
If you're broken today.
Si estás quebrado.
If you need mercy today.
Si ocupas misericordia hoy.
If you need grace today.
Si ocupas oración hoy.
If you need forgiveness today.
Si ocupas perdón hoy.
The doors are open.
Las puertas están abiertas.
The Spirit of God is here.
El Espíritu de Dios está aquí.
The anointing of God is here.
La unción de Dios está aquí.
If you need help lifting the load,
si ocupas ayuda,
come and cast it at His feet today.
Ven y tirarlo a los pies hoy.
If you need help today,
si ocupas ayuda hoy,
breaking the chains,
quiebra esas cadenas,
that are holding you bound,
que te andan atando para atrás.
There's a church family.
Hay una familia de la iglesia.
We've come today.
Vinimos hoy.
To help lift the load.
Para ayudar a levantar los bajos.
We've come today.
Vinimos hoy.
To pray the depression off of you.
Para orar sobre ti.
To pray the anxiety and the fear off of you today.
Para orar que la ansiedad y la depresión salga de tu vida.
Come on, let God reroute.
Deja que Dios recalcule.
Let God reorient you.
Que Dios te reorganice.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesucristo.
Come on, church, why don't you find somebody to link up with?
Iglesia, ¿por qué no encuentras a alguien con quien orar?
Why don't you find somebody to connect with?
Busca a alguien con quien te puedes conectar.
Come on, we have people praying. They need an anointed person to pray with them.
Hay que orar por la gente.
Family of God.
With the one who
sin. You have a kinsman redeemer. You have a kinsman redeemer. You have a father. Mountain be removed and be cast into the sea. Somebody look at that mountain and make a command. Be cast down. Be cast down in the name of Jesus.
Lost the battle.
praise God. If you're praying, you can continue to pray. If you need to be dismissed, God bless you today. As you leave the house of God, share your strength and your love with somebody. Go out and be salt and light in the earth. Praise God. If you're a guest, if this is your first time visitor, make your way to the coffee shop. We have refreshments. We have pastries. It's on us. It's our treat. We want you to come and fellowship with us. God bless you. We're going to reconvene tonight at 6 o'clock for prayer and 6:30 for an apostolic service.